A one, a two, a three. We live?
Yes, we are.
How's the audio? Good? It looks good from the little light on Pete's chest.
Yes.
It looks like Iron Man. Little thing playing on
how
chest
many viewers? Did he... Zero?
Zero so far.
Zero? Zero?
They
zero,
tend to multiply
zero,
rapidly.
Zero? Zero? Zero?
Zero. Two.
Two. Hello and hello to
we
both
have,
of you.
We
left
have
and right.
Number two.
13.
I'm Chance. Jeez. That's Ashley.
Hi.
AJ's over there. Andrew is in for Phil.
Let it ace here.
Mm.
And on the other side of that device is Street Pete.
Mm.
Thank
upside
you
down
for doing that, Street Pete. We have a crop of interns who have failed us
we have
for
a crap
the
intern.
Last time.
We have a crap of interns, yes.
Yeah, a crap
I'd say
of
so.
Yeah, we had crap before, and now we have a crap.
If you have any questions, post them. Andrew's monitoring the Facebook Live. We'd love to answer them.
Give him something to do.
Apparently there is no sound. Really?
No sound?
That's a good question right there.
It looks like there's sound. It's going through that meter.
Do they have their volume up on their computer?
Well, someone has to keep talking or it's going to sound like there's no sound.
Exactly. So,
but when there is sound, there is no sound.
Like if there's no sound.
One, two, what, three.
How can you tell us there's
what
no
if
sound?
You unplug and plug.
Okay. Just turn that all the way up.
Yeah. Crank it to 11, man.
11. How's that? Better? Better? Check.
Check one,
one two.
Two.
Oh, turn it up more.
Turn it up, man.
Yeah.
I'm crank it up, baby.
Crank it up.
Red,
crank it up,
at least
brother.
The yellow. All right. Let's try that there. No, green, just a hair up more.
Hair more.
Yeah. One, two. Yeah.
Red
good.
And yellow
is that
and
better?
Pink and
hello,
green.
Hello, hello.
Yep,
hello.
It's getting better. We're getting confirmation that it's better.
Yay. All right.
Facebook.
We've been confirmed.
Facebook
yay.
Liking? Yes.
Yay.
Okay. We'll start over. Hello, everybody. Everybody have a nice week?
Oh, it was long.
Yeah.
Ashley still hungover?
Better now.
Yeah.
Good. I could really go for like somebody
cheeseburger.
Said cheeseburger. Yeah. I could really go for one of those right now.
A juicy cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. So tasty.
Man, you are a party when you drink. Holy crap.
I bet you saw all kinds of sides of me that you haven't seen before.
It's definitely a fun side. But, you know, we thought what I saw at 7:10, I thought we'd see at 9:30.
Yeah.
And that's a great, like, oh, man, hammered, and then, all right, put her in a car and get her out of here.
Yeah.
At 7:10, you were like that? And I'm thinking, man, this is a long trip.
Yep.
Long trip.
Kept it going, though.
Yeah. Although, yeah. We still wanted to put you in the car.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Seems I had like, a lot of fun.
From listening to the audio afterwards, it seemed like you were quite the hurricane. It was almost like they kind of had to put a net, like, get back here, we're on the air, come over here.
Yeah. Well, I went to pee.
She kept disappearing a lot.
I lost my badge. I lost my badge, and then Kevin Begley let me in because I was just standing at the door with
you called him Begley or something like that. Yesterday.
Couldn't get in. Yeah,
there's an imprint of Ashley's face on the glass.
Yeah, like Nancy Pelosi.
Because
Henry
wasn't there yet to let me in. It was too early.
Yeah, that was... Boy, that was fast. Gin and tonic and fireballs.
Yes, I only had two shots of fireballs. It was mostly the gin and tonic. I just think I had a really heavy hand. I wasn't measuring.
Went on to the rest of that booze, brought home.
Yes.
Cool.
I did.
There's something about drinking in the morning. You know, have you ever been on vacation? You have a drink in the morning?
No.
The only time I got drunk that early is usually in college when I stayed out until that time.
Right.
So, like, this was new for me. Woke up and then got drunk as soon as I woke up.
Well, you're so in radio weird. Now. You'll drink early a lot, so...
Have you ever been in a dark bar and you have a drink and, you know, it feels like it's nighttime and then you walk outside.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, my God, it's daylight. People are working.
They're functioning.
Everything. Civilization is like normal and I'm hammered.
Yep.
It's like a weird feeling.
Yep.
Yeah. So anything else? Questions?
Queries?
Yeah.
Conundrums?
Comments?
Andrew?
I'm hearing his phone.
You're hearing?
Oh, that's fun.
I'm hearing your phone.
What, it's like playing?
My phone? My phone?
Remember how we heard something feeding before?
Yeah.
I'm getting that again.
It's not my phone.
And I don't know what it is. The only thing I have up right now are your microphones.
Does anyone else hear it? Or is it just Andrew had a seizure?
The voice is getting better.
another stroke, right?
Yeah. I'm not hearing anything, but...
This is the guy who stroked out yesterday doing traffic.
That one, too.
Wow.
He was resetting and buffering.
That was good. It was good of you to play it, too.
It was, yes.
I would have said I can't find it.
Yeah, no, can't find it.
I wouldn't have found dirt on myself.
It was
delayed only because I had to find the lady talking about eating children to save the world or whatever the heck it was.
That was weird.
I think that had to have been staged.
I don't know.
No, it was real because I saw an article about it.
Yeah, no, there are people out there like that. That's what's creepy about it. Well, when you can go to one of those things and make AOC say, wow, you're crazy. I mean, she basically didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Like, you're out there.
You know, speaking of, McRib is back.
Well, I think that's made a guinea pig.
A thousand locations actually, to get like McRib back.
That was horrible.
Nothing in Connecticut about it.
Because, like, I looked at the pictures, and, like, the top half, like, maybe there were ribs there, and then, like, the bottom half, like, the back and the butt just were, like, hollow.
Should let live.
What are we talking about?
The guinea pig.
She's talking about the guinea pig.
The supercoy.
Okay, just making sure, because we were talking about dead babies, then the McRib, and then hollowed out ass. I'm like, wow.
He said guinea pig. I'm sorry.
Just want to make sure I know what we're talking about.
Guinea pig.
They all have strokes, Jazz.
Yeah.
There is a question from Adam. What time did you pass out, Ashley?
Oh, I went to sleep as soon as I got home, and I was...
Adam, that's a great story. Like, take us through. You left here.
Quite a story.
Got in the car.
Got in the car with Patty. Patty dropped me off at my parents' house.
The paddy wagon.
So because it was my parents' house, took the two dogs out, went upstairs, just crashed, woke up
But taking the dude, so she's glossing over. What happens when you're drunk and you see two dogs?
That's my normal day with dogs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the dog's like, okay, enough.
There's something about them, though. They sense the alcohol. They're like, oh, there's zero stress in this person.
She's
right now.
Shit-faced.
They're like us right now.
Yeah. She's totally shit-faced.
Right.
We could do things and blame her.
Yeah.
So took the dogs out.
Yep, took the dogs out, went upstairs, passed out.
Is that a metaphor?
Like at 10:30. I probably woke up at 2:45 or 3. I remember I sent you a text.
Right.
Then I didn't feel so good.
That's a bad one.
Ended up puking a couple times.
I met Ralph.
Oh, really?
I did. I
she
got
met
sick.
Ralph.
Wow,
I got
so
sick.
After
it
you
bad.
Slept, so you got
yeah.
to sleep.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Slept for hours.
No spinny. No.
No. Then woke up after sleeping to like not feeling good at all.
Oh.
Then yeah.
Vomit. Several times.
Yeah, three.
Not
so
one.
Did you
not
eat in between each one?
I didn't eat a damn thing. I couldn't even like keep water in my stomach. Like my body hated me.
Right. It's like anything you put in here now, we're not allowing you to store any food in this body or any liquid.
Exactly.
You're done for the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, my parents came back, picked up my car, and Eric drove me home.
Wow.
Last night.
So you couldn't even
at like 8 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were still cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering about that because when you have a lot in a short period of time, it's hard to bounce back. Like, I think that if you came back here at 8 o'clock and drove the car and got pulled over, you still would have blown like a whatever over the limit of point.
Potentially.
Or more,
I didn't feel drunk or I didn't even have the spins at that point. I just like felt like gross. Like I hated my body. I hated alcohol. You know, those days when you're like, I'll never drink again.
Yeah. Until tomorrow.
I shall be drinking tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not a big drinker.
Not anymore.
And you have no idea.
Not
I'm
anymore.
Joking.
I used to be a very big drinker.
In college?
Yes. Yeah. And even after college. But then you get older and like, even if your body starts to slow down, like it knows. And it's like, oh, wait. And it like makes it harder for you. I swear to God, I used to like get up in the morning like and go to class still drunk and like just pop right up.
Yeah.
I can't anymore. I'm old.
That and you weren't drinking a lot of water and you didn't have a lot of food in your stomach.
Yes.
You got to start
all
with
of
the
those
base.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to line yourself.
I just remember having the mac and cheese and just like thinking I was being like sly and picking up the tin foil and just eating with Larry the Cable Guy in the studio.
I have to tell you, and I want to thank the tribe for a really nice response. Like there were a lot of great positive response. I think somebody called and talk
right.
to Andrew, it was Charlie.
He couldn't hang on the line because we were in commercial.
But he said it was top five show.
Yeah, that he ever heard from you guys.
That's
ever
awesome.
Heard. It's like, wow, all this prep work and my life wasting away in tablets and like computers trying to find stories and writing stuff. And we could have just brought in a bottle of gin.
It's true.
Sorry.
It's true. No, it's great.
So
what do you got?
Pete's telling us that the battery's getting low.
10%?
That's all right.
We'll make it to the end.
People are wondering if there was a final number on the breathalyzer, or did we just
No, we didn't get a final number on it.
That wasn't a great breathalyzer.
It was very inaccurate.
No, because I think if it was accurate, it would have exploded.
Yes.
The second, like at 8 yes. o'clock, that thing would have went...
Exactly. Yes. Actually ran screaming out of the room.
Yeah. It would have been like, why are you hurting me?
Oh, my God.
Let me go.
Definitely not accurate. Stop I would have not gotten behind the wheel of a car.
But that is a good question.
Yes.
That would have been nice to have that.
We'll just say very drunk.
But what I was going to say is thank you to the tribe for the positive feedback and the love on the Facebook page and the comments over the phone. But
thank you.
Is there anything better than having Larry the Cable Guy
oh my God.
In the studio with a drunk girl?
Yeah.
Like, it was just so, I'm like, there's something about the world that's just so right now. That Larry the Cable, the Larry the Cable Guy is here. And then she's like, wow.
I just remember him saying, well, you remind me of my wife. And I was like, oh, do
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
He meant hammered.
I'm not sure that's a compliment.
He
meant hammered.
I don't remember any other part of the interview.
Yeah, he meant hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It was wowie.
Yep.
Adam's also wondering what your parents thought of it. Did they hear any of it?
Oh, they loved it.
Just another day for them.
It was so funny.
They're a friggin' riot. I got to tell you, when I heard Ashley's parents, one's, you know, kind of like a doctor. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other, like a psychologist kind of person.
Biology.
Right? Yeah, okay, close. There's a...
Body and mind, they all go together.
Not even close.
They had ology in it. We're
yeah,
good.
That's, yeah, that's what I...
Like yeah. mixology.
But a doctor and a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Yep.
They're not going to like this show.
No.
They love it. They're really great people, really down to earth.
Thank you. A
lot of fun. And yes, I'm glad they liked it.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, because some dads don't want to hear their daughter, you know, yeah. drunk on the radio.
No.
I had a friend text me saying her mother almost drove off the road because she was laughing so hard she had tears in her eyes and she couldn't see where she was
or
going.
Or mom just sucked at driving.
Yeah, we got a lot of that. A lot of that. I'm glad because that was the goal.
Yep.
Yeah. Try something different. Have a good time. And then, you know, at the end was the best. You know, Larry the Cable Guy. She's out of her mind drunk. I'm like, oh, this is heaven. I wish it was a Friday because after you leave the station, you don't want to come back in after that. It's like, oh, I got one more. That would be a good one to end the week on.
Yeah.
The mic drop. Yeah.
The mic drop. Exactly right. I'm sitting there yesterday. I'm like, shit, now what? But we pulled off a good one on Friday.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So. Deb is also wondering, what is the deal with the picture? Was it blurry?
Well, I can't show you because Street Pete's using my phone.
Well,
damn it.
Okay.
It is so blurry. And my lens is not dirty because I take photos on that phone all the time. It was AJ and his eyes and face making it blurry. Hey, it's true.
Bullshit.
It's true. Nope.
Bullshit.
Nope.
You were manhandling that phone. You were drunk off your ass. Said, here,
manhandling
take a picture.
It.
You put your finger. Phil said he saw macaroni and cheese on your phone.
Not by the camera.
On the lens.
No.
Yeah. That's how you get a bad photo because
I take photos all the time. I took photos since then. They're fine. It's focused. You have to focus the lens.
Have you ever seen?
You were focused.
Have you ever seen the floor of a restaurant after a child's been eating there?
Yes.
All right. Now picture like three kids that are just, you know, they don't know how to eat. They're like putting the food up against their face. That floor in that studio. Can you pan in there? You're going to look at the main control room for WPLR. Yeah,
look at the floor by that
chair,
third chair.
I don't know if you could see it now.
The smashed macaroni in
it. But it's the chair closest to the window, right? Like, take a look at that. I don't know if you'll see it, but it looks like a table full of kids ate macaroni and cheese.
Right.
I was like, oh, boy, we're going to have an intern, like, take a paper clip and just scrape all that out of
it
there.
It fell on the floor.
Then the intern doesn't come in today. I'm like,
what
oh,
a coincidence.
Yep.
And you're kind of like had a Swedish chef thing going where you're just kind of throwing things.
Nuh-uh, was it?
No,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You missed your mouth a lot.
Oh, yeah. She was eating right out of.
Yeah. You're like, you're eating around.
I was for
and
everybody.
Then, like, missing her mouth and like a noodle would like hit her shirt, hit her pants, hit the floor.
It's like me. That's every true. Day. So
I also always spill my drink. Every time I go out, I spill my drink.
Oh,
so
right.
In true Ashley fashion.
Fashion.
I knocked one, because I'm Italian and I talk with my hands, but
right.
When I'm drunk, it's like a disaster.
Look how aggravated AJ looks right now. He spent the brunt of the time in the studio. So we got a break. So we would turn the mics off or go to song or whatever. And it's like, oh, it's nice and quiet. It's like closing the door on a daycare. It's like, okay, woo.
You quiet. Loved it.
He
don't lie.
Didn't get a break.
You loved it.
I'm traumatized.
Oh, you're fine.
I could point in the doll where it hurt me.
I do remember at one point he was saying something and he was on the air. And I remember coming out from my desk and going all the way over to his desk and his mic.
Yeah.
You remember that?
All of a sudden, you're like, I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? Like we're doing, like with John, like with like, you know, Paul, like with like, you know, John like, and Paul doing a duet.
It's like being in an elevator and someone, the
yes,
whole thing is open.
Yes, it was exactly that.
Because like, I look at something like, I'm like, what's
there's
my,
more,
what,
there's room here. There's that a was whole
his,
room.
That was his favorite part, I think.
Yeah, he liked it. AJ liked it. AJ knows he liked it. All right, anything else? It was a fun week.
Yes.
It was.
Oh, a great week. Geez.
Me and Larry the Cable Guy was an honor. It was awesome.
It really was.
First time in 18 years he's come into a studio.
Yep.
I wonder, I would love to follow up and find out if he went golfing.
He did.
He did. He did.
He tweeted out, I answered him and everything. He said that him and Nick Hoff, they said they snorkeled their way through to an 85. He said it's a great
85.
It's a great course. And he thanked us again. I said, well, thank you for coming. Don't be a stranger. Come by again.
There's a picture of him, yeah.
Break
in
a leg 85 tonight.
85 in the rain?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that means.
Regular
I have
day.
No idea.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I
no,
would
he
take that as a game of a lifetime.
No, he loved it. He loved that he tweeted out to us, thank you very much, and a great time.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, I answered back. I said, please feel free to come by anytime.
Holy crap. Nice
so,
job.
We made
that.
A friend.
Yeah. Anything else? Can I pour some love on Street Pete?
Yeah,
yes, let's do that.
I've been doing this for a long time, and there are people who come into the building, and you need a couple of different things. One, and I could tell pretty quickly, and like I knew this with Andrew and with Phil and with Christian, who's a big-time celebrity over at the other radio station now. But one, want to see you all the time. Like when I walk in the building and you're always here, you know, it's like, oh, you know, they become part of the ecology of the place.
Part
right?
of
so,
your world.
Like, Andrew was always here when he wasn't getting paid. Phil was. This guy is. And it's attitude. It's like, I don't know. You want me to run the camera? You want me to sit in front of the microphone? You want me to go out onto the street?
Want me eat some food, Phil?
Do you want me to go out and get a cheeseburger for you? Do you want me to go scrape the floor? Like, whatever it is.
You want me to wipe her nose?
You want me to
wipe
her nose? That snot off the chair?
Or the
thank you.
And your
whatever.
Arm.
Whatever it is.
I didn't know you would have gotten me a cheeseburger. Damn it.
It's sad, Ashley.
Missed opportunity.
But it's attitude and availability, you know? Like
good attitude.
Good job, Street Pete.
Pete will do anything, and he'll go anywhere.
Good attitude, we should say. Good attitude.
And he's always here.
He has candy.
Yeah, and he has candy. Oh, you
in his van.
You were liking on Brooke.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah buddy.
You were liking on Brooke a lot.
She's a pretty girl. I mean, it's not...
She's a pretty girl.
She's a pretty girl.
I like pretty girls.
So creepy.
God, I'm going to put in my van.
My van likes pretty girls.
She's like, you come off as creepy.
Yeah. Ricky texted you. You come off as creepy.
Yeah, my wife.
There you go, see?
You know what? I would say real. You know, I like how, you know, it was one break. I don't even know what we talked about. We went into commercials. And Brooke looks over at Pete and says, you look like you have a van.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, right. It's a chloroform.
The one that smells questionable.
It's funny. AJ said something like, oh, yeah, here, breathe this in, meaning chloroform. And she said, oh, I've had that so many times, it doesn't even affect me anymore. She's funny as shit.
Yeah.
I like her a lot. But, yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in the show. Thanks for the kind words. And Monsters Ball was announced this week. So big time excitement here at the station.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to – I do this every
and
year.
And I'm not dressing this woman as the thing keeps on saying. That's like 2 years old, that damn thing.
What?
That thing's like AJ dressed
a
woman.
Promo,
it's two
yeah.
years old.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not dressing as a woman. No, I already got my costume. I know what I'm doing.
Well, you are dressing as a man as a woman, so it's half true.
Well, no.
Well, the promo says you're going to dress as a woman. It says that you won't know what you're going to do until the night before.
Right.
No, oh, that's right.
Right.
So.
Dee Snider had the makeup
going.
Sometimes
it's the day of.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. So, Dee Snider?
Yep.
Yeah. And you're going to do a song with the band?
Yes, I am.
Which was a friggin' hit last time.
Yep, we can do it. Yep.
Ashley, do you know probably a Disney character?
I don't know. I have a lot of ideas, and I want to. This is my problem with Halloween every year. I've got a plethora of ideas, and I can't narrow it down, and I have to narrow it down soon so I can prepare. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think what you should do, because you have a closet full of costumes.
Yes, I do.
Is you should take a, like, there should be some
hybrid
tribal vote.
Oh. Like,
take 3 or 4 costumes, we put it on a Facebook post, and we let the tribe decide.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, maybe not. It sounded good in my head yet.
When it comes out, it's different.
Are you going to be there, Street Pete?
Rastaball,
yes. Yeah. Did he say Rastaball?
My list made it sound like
Monster's Ball, yeah.
Monster's Ball.
Monster's Ball. I think it's Astafazius.
Do you know what your costume is yet?
Fat guy.
Fat guy.
That's my costume. You can't take that.
I don't know how many fat guys going to have there.
Yeah.
Andreas says an eat children costume for AJ.
Nope. God. Got my costume ready. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There will be someone who does that.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And Martin will see you at Namco.
Yay.
Martin. Nice. Cool.
Martin.
My buddy Martin from the gym. Martin?
Martin from
maybe?
The gym.
Okay.
Maybe.
When are you at Namco?
4 to 6 today.
Today?
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get you out of here then.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for watching. Appreciate it. We'll see you back here Monday. And these guys are all over. I have a weekend off.
Look at you.
And, I'm just going to stay in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hillbilly.
Like nice. The bushes.
Watch right. The mosquitoes.
I'm
going to
stay
tits.
In the bushes.
Right. Yeah, the mosquitoes. Oh, very funny mosquito bit today.
Oh, thank you.
Holy shit.
That
thank
was
you.
Inspired.
That we didn't work that one out because sometimes I just like to throw things at AJ live because I don't want him to prepare too much. And so we had it where he was going to call in as the guinea pig.
Yeah.
Like looking for his brother.
Yeah. But I ended up eating a guinea pig. Couldn't do both.
Right. You can't be in the studio
and cold.
Vomiting and on the phone as a chipmunk.
Yeah.
So I threw the mosquito thing at him live on the air. That was one of my favorite bits.
As we're opening the break.
Yeah.
Your mosquito call. I'm like, okay.
That was some funny shit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We might play that again Monday like at 6.
Okay, cool.
It was so funny.
Thank you.
All right. And Phil is off at his sister's wedding today. So congratulations.
Officiating. Yes. Actually performing the ceremony.
Yeah.
Which means if they say anything, you fact check them.
If you went to Pam's roast, you know Phil can do a great job. Like he, you know, he was meant to do that. He's really good with a microphone in front of an audience. But he'll do a great job. His family's great, great, great people. And so congratulations to Jenny and what's his name? Brett.
Yeah.
I think it's Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we know Jenny.
Know.
I mean.
Like I don't know.
I think it's Brett.
I think it's Brett.
I think it's Brett.
Congratulations, you love
Congratulations.
Birds, yo.
There you go.
There's still time. You can get out.
Good luck.
We're sending you the guinea pig leftovers.
That's right. That's our wedding gift.
Yeah. Jeez,
I don't want to hurl it
All right. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend. See you back here Monday.
Peace out.
Yay. Bye.